pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to take a look at a variety of things today. As we said, this week leads us up to a lot of postseason for the high school, and we'll be probably having at least one or two people on day-to-day as we get through the end of what will be state track, state golf, coming up that third week of May. Today we're going to talk a couple of things. We're going to talk a little high school soccer. The Hastings girls have won 9 in a row heading into districts today. But just ask the Kearney boys, that might not mean anything. We will talk to Coach Chris Ludwig about his Lady Tigers. We're going to talk about the annual Cornhusker Trap Shoot, which is just bigger and bigger and bigger every year, going on in Donovan this week with shoot director Rocky Hoffman. And also coming up in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Dan Parr from the Sporting News. From Pro Football Weekly. He's the associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. They took a breath yesterday after all that was going on and getting their next Pro Football Weekly out. And we will be talking with Dan Parr coming up in a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But a couple of things that we want to point along is that we've got some email that we've got coming in, some left over from yesterday. You can send that to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Douglas, I'm going to go to that email right now that says, hey, guys, wanted to get through the phone line yesterday but could not find the right time. Had the good fortune of being busy. So we'll just send a note. I have to because I had to let Doug know a few of us out there have his back. Personally, I'm beyond sick of the Callahan.
Why do we have my back now?
Because you like Bill Callahan and he's your favorite coach.
No. What was the discussion? I know you're new to the show, but what is this email referencing?
It's referencing yesterday when the first point, which I pointed out about the draft, is we were supposedly getting 4 and 5 stars. And Bill Callahan was going to send everybody that he brought into the program to play on Sundays, and he basically failed at that, in my view. Now, you said, let's move on. You don't like people's feelings getting hurt and people getting yelled at, so you took Bill Callahan's back. So Jeff says, personally, I'm beyond sick of the Callahan bashing and wish the vindictive Husker fans would let it go and get on with life. You got what you wanted. The savior is now here, so sit back and root on the team. You're acting like Callahan stole your grandma's purse, for Christ's sake. No, I take that back. I think your grandma's purse snatcher would get treated better. What's done is done. Move on. Way to go, Doug. Rock on. One more thing. There's time to talk more draft. There are a lot of Packer fans in the area. Just curious what the consensus is about the Packers draft. Brohm could be a steal. JerMichael Finley could be a monster tight end in a year or two. And Patrick Lee should contribute to the secondary immediately. My big question is, what is the deal drafting Jordy Nelson with the first pick early in the second round with all the wide receiver depth already there and all the other wide receivers left on the board rated well ahead of him? Why this guy? You guys saw him play, and he's a nice player, but a high second rounder? What am I missing?
Can play in the cold.
Perhaps. Interesting question. You know what? We will pose that to Dan Parr.
Yeah. Why so many quarterbacks?
Must not be real sold if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Has he done anything not to... I mean, even when he's played for the Packers, he's looked good, which has been very sparingly. I understand that. But I don't get it. If I'm Brian Brohm, I'm going, I mean, they're either going to put him in right away and trade Aaron Rodgers, or he's a permanent backup who will never start for the Packers.
I think he probably feels like he's that permanent backup because they certainly think that Rodgers getting groomed under Brett Favre, as long as he did, knows the system much, much better than anybody else could for the next 2 or 3 foreseeable years.
Probably the same thought Chad Henne had when they went, and the Dolphins take me. Oh, crap. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We didn't touch on this yesterday, but the Campbell kid from Army that was selected in the seventh round, and the new rule that says, you know, if you are selected in the draft and make it for 2 years, your active duty changes. And that was a big discussion on a lot of the talk shows yesterday and even Sunday after the draft. You know, it was on a lot of the folks talked about it, a lot of stories written about it. I'm trying to find why anybody would be against that at all. I don't think, from what I heard, what I read that explained the rule, this is not just about football players. It's about athletes, and it's really about anybody that goes to the service academy that could make it in the next field. I mean, if you're going to be coming out of the armed services, out of the Army, and immediately going to be a partner in a law firm, under my understanding, you get to go. And you do not automatically not have to do things. You have to be, this Campbell kid has to be a recruiter, has to be in the reserves. I mean, he has a whole bunch of things. He's still serving his time. I'm thinking, what in the hell would any red-blooded, red, white, and blue-blooded American have against this? Unless you're just an old codger that put in 35 years in the service and think that there's something wrong with this. And they even had on Mike and Mike yesterday a retired, I believe, colonel. I think it was a retired colonel who happened to be the father of one of their employees on the show. Had no problem with it. I'm thinking, is there somebody out there with a good reason why this is bad?
Now, this rule just came in how long ago, Doug?
Within a couple of years.
Within the last couple of years. Many people on the other side of it say, well, it's preferential treatment.
How is it preferential treatment?
And I don't, but that's their argument, that these, if you get drafted to go to the NFL, you get out of servicing your country. You're saying you don't get out of, you've still got several obligations which must be fulfilled by signing on the dotted line to be in the armed services.
Plus, you're doing something else. I mean, not only are you playing pro football, but you're doing these other things. Instead of just, you know, doing your time, your service, maybe it keeps him out of Iraq. Maybe it does. You know, not everybody automatically gets suited up and has to go overseas. But I know we have a lot of servicemen and women in the listening area. I know we have a lot of people that have been overseas, just reserves, that have been called out and are back and have been called out and are back. You know, if you want to chime in, I can't understand why this would be a bad thing. And as they said, this could only help recruiting. You know, if you want to go in, and maybe their athletic programs as well, which would be way, I think, down the list of why this rule is even there. But, you know, that's something you got to consider, too. I mean, there's a lot of good things that can come out of having good athletes come to your institution and go through the chain of command and fulfill their obligations. Like I said, not everybody's going to be a pro. What are the percentage of that? I mean, they showed, there have been three people from the service academy drafted in the last decade, something like that, maybe since 95.
So the rule wasn't put in for the NFL draft. It was put in for something else. And I think the lawyers or something of that field, you know, somebody's going on to further their medical career or something, I think it was probably put in for that.
1-888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple other sports notes that we didn't really mention yesterday in our talking of the draft and variety of other sports. Scott Gucheski, who didn't get his PGA Tour card this year, did make an appearance on the Nationwide Tour. They were in Richmond, Virginia over the weekend, tied for 10th in the tournament this weekend on the Nationwide Tour. So it would be nice to see Goot getting in the right direction again. And the much-anticipated, highly-awaited score from yesterday's Class A Girls District Soccer game between Omaha Northwest and Lincoln High, who the statistics that were brought to us by Concerned Fan via email yesterday was something like Lincoln High had been outscored 168-0 and Omaha Northwest had been outscored 144-0. The teams were combined 0-27 going into their matchup yesterday. It did not come down to a 1-0 shootout. Omaha Northwest scored 2 goals. and were slaughtered by Lincoln High 8-2. Lincoln High played 15 games this year, scored zero goals. Yesterday, in the district soccer bunny bracket game, they scored 8. 8-2. Today, they will be trounced by Millard North.
Oh, it's so not good. Did they play? We jumped yesterday. Would they play with goalies?
The pain, the agony. Here's what happened yesterday in the area for district soccer, and we'll talk to Chris Ludwig from Hastings coming up in the second half of the show. In the A7 at North Platte, Columbus, the top seed, got by Grand Island 2-1, and North Platte, who's a very solid 3 seed at 10-4, beat Kearney 2-1, and the Bearcats are 14-3, and looking this morning at the wild card points, it doesn't look good. The B5 soccer yesterday, Hastings boys eliminated by York 2-1. Northwest beat Central Catholic 3-1. Northwest will play Lakeview today in York at 6. And the B6, Holdridge beat Kearney Catholic's boys 2-1. They're on their way to Scottsbluff to play this afternoon, as is Lexington, who will play Garing. On the girls' side, North Platte blank Grand Island 4-0. Kearney over Columbus 1-0. They will play on Wednesday for the district final. B5 girls going on. It was a Lakeview over Northwest 2-1, and they will play Hastings today at 4:00. And then York is playing Columbus SCOTUS. And finally, the B6 girls, Holdridge beat Lexington 2-0. They will stay in town to play Kearney Catholic today at 4 at Baldwin, while Garing and Scottsbluff will be playing out west. Grand Island split their baseball doubleheader yesterday with Millard West, winning the first game 11-7 and dropping the nightcap 8-0. We had Coach Rick Kissick from Grand Island on yesterday. We will have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way. Nebraska baseball back in action tonight. They're up 2 spots to number 6 in the country. All that to be talked about later on in the show, but when we come back, we're going to catch up with Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're having our biggest sale of the year. Right now, when you buy 3 premium 80,000-mile Eurotour radials, you'll get the 4th one free. We're talking a savings of up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy 3, get the 4th free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where things are getting a little nicer outside, and of course we're getting closer to Little League and Legion Baseball, and of course slow pitch and fast pitch softball. In fact, some of that already going on the past couple of weekends. If you thought you could get through the season with the gear you had, and you went, huh, I guess we can't get through the season with the gear I have, then it's time to head to Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the gear you need for fast pitch and slow pitch softball, whether it's the bats, whether it's the balls, whether it's the bat bags, the cleats, the gloves. Maybe the uniform just got all tore up this weekend, and you need new uniforms. They've got them for you there as well. And, of course, from Little League to Legion Baseball, Misco's has the catcher's equipment, the hitting nets, the uniforms, the batting helmets, anything you need from the little kid to a big, strong softball player. You can find it at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
You know, maybe your kid's not throwing with the wrong hand. Maybe he's left-handed, and you need to get him a left-handed glove, Dad. Maybe your kid's not the dork. You're the dork. Figure it out. I mean, go to Misco's. They've got left-handed gloves as well. Steve and Steve, there to serve all your needs. Right now, we're going to talk with Dan Parr, the associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. And anytime we get a chance to catch up with somebody from Pro Football Weekly, it's few and far between, but we are pleased to be joined because it is the Bible of all knowledge that is pro football. And, Dan, thanks so much for giving us some time to break down the draft today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Well, Dan, I'm a little worried that Daddy might break down and cry sometime during this interview. It's like talking to the Pope, having you on the show today.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot to live up to after that introduction.
Well, as we were talking with some folks yesterday, you got to take a breath after the big week of the NFL draft. And as now that we're a day and a half, 2 days past the draft, and you've had a chance to maybe just take a breath and hear what some other people had to say and discuss it with your colleagues, overall, how good was the stock coming out of college this year for the 08 draft?
Well, yeah, it's hard to, you know, even with this time we've had, hard to, you know, evaluate what this would be years from now, if this was a good draft or a bad draft. But I'd say there, obviously, you got to point out the offensive tackles. I think this will be a year we will remember as one of the best ever tackles. Just depth, talent, they had it both. I mean, it was just a pretty incredible group of tackles. And I think we'll also remember as a kind of the one quarterback draft, maybe. It's going to be very interesting to see if Joe Flacco, Brian Brohm, Chad Henne, if these guys turn out to be guys who really slipped, or other than Flacco, if Henne and Brohm are guys who slipped too far and really deserve to be maybe taken higher up. And Matt Ryan and Flacco, two first-round guys, so very interesting.
Dan, was there a big surprise to you in the first round when a name was announced?
Well, I think the biggest surprise was probably the Texans went ahead and took, you know, Dwayne Brohm was a guy a lot of people had figured would be a second rounder, but they traded down and ended up taking him, an offensive tackle. That'll be probably the one guy who I think kind of stunned people a little bit. Otherwise, you know, wasn't too surprising. I think the first round generally, other than a couple of some kind of surprise trades with the Jaguars moving up to get Derek Harvey, that was, other than Dwayne Brohm, I think that was who stood out to me as a surprise.
Dan Parr joins us from Pro Football Weekly to talk about the NFL draft. Everybody seems to think that Kansas City, and being so close to our listening area, that the Chiefs had one of the best, if not the best, drafts, and it got started with Glenn Dorsey. Your thoughts on Kansas City and Denver and then maybe even Green Bay and Chicago, if you just want to take an overlook at maybe how you would grade the way those teams did.
Sure. Well, as you point out, I mean, Kansas City had an A kind of draft. Now, you have to remember, they gave up Jaren Allen in order to have an opportunity to have a draft that was so successful. But you look at Glenn Dorsey, Brandon Albert, Brandon Flowers. I mean, these are three guys, instant impact, really marquee players they went out and got. Jamal Charles is an interesting pick. Maybe Larry Johnson gets a little push from him. I think DeJuan Morgan in the third round, that's kind of a steal. A lot of people thought he was maybe the best safety in this draft. He's out of North Carolina State. A very interesting pick there. So, yeah, you got to hand it to the Chiefs. They really did an outstanding job. That's a very young team, but a very talented team suddenly. The Broncos, you know, they got their man, Ryan Clady. Seemed like a good fit for them. The left tackle from Boise State was their first-round pick. Just a mauler, a big guy. He should fit with their scheme, that zone-blocking scheme they employ. I think Ryan Clady is a nice fit there. And then they went and got Eddie Royal in the next round. Kind of a smallish guy, a slot receiver, good speed guy. He's going to be very reminiscent of Brandon Stokley, who they already have. Stokely's had some injury problems over the years, and Royal is there to kind of add some insurance. I think he'll be a nice addition. Yeah, they went ahead and kind of added some depth to the offensive line. Corey Lichtensteiger got Jack Williams at corner. Overall, a decent draft, probably in the B range for them, I'd say. And then you talk about Green Bay and Chicago. You know, the Bears, the first two picks were offensive line and running back, Matt Forte and Chris Williams in the first round, the offensive tackle out of Vanderbilt. Two needs for the Bears. They went need-based. They didn't go ahead and reach for a quarterback. Now, they haven't picked a quarterback in the last three drafts, which is making a lot of people scratch their heads.
Some people might say quarterback is a need.
Yeah, you're right. Right. They have so many needs, you know, they couldn't miss, really. But, yeah, it's definitely questionable. Rex Grossman did have him in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but that was, you know, a team that was built on defense. Not quite the defense that it used to be. They need a little more help on offense. So it looks like it can be a Grossman-Orton competition in camp to see who's going to lead that team. But I think the Bears overall had a fairly decent draft, not a very exciting draft. I think Earl Bennett was a nice addition. They need help in the receiving corps after Bernard Berrien is gone. So that's going to help them out. Then the Packers, you know, another interesting team with Brett Favre out of the way. They went ahead and take Brian Brohm to come in and maybe compete, give a little competition to Aaron Rodgers. You know, you would think Rodgers would be the guy, but Brohm will have a shot. Jordy Nelson was their first pick. Wide receiver out of Kansas State, a nice addition. I give this team about a B, probably. Ted Thompson, active, always making a couple trades, ends up with 9 picks. A pretty interesting draft for the Packers in the first year after the Favre era.
Associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, Dan Parr, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dan, we received an email earlier today talking about the Packers and their draft, and it says, with all the wide receiver depth already and all the other wide receivers left on the board rated well ahead of Jordy Nelson, why him in the first, early in the second round?
Well, I think Jordy Nelson is a guy who deserved to be picked where he was, actually. You know, I think he really had some good workouts this offseason, really kind of built his way. Steady momentum was going his way coming up to the draft. The Redskins were a team that was very interested in Jordy Nelson. And again, you know, Packers kind of had 2 options. They could either go by need or they could, you know, go by best player available. And I think they went with best player available, and Jordy Nelson was the guy. Now, some people question that kind of strategy as far as the draft goes. But, you know, overall, I think that was probably the right guy for them.
Dan, we're into free agency now and looking to see who can kind of hang on with a team. Just looking at our Nebraska team, 3 drafted, but already we've got 3 signed, 3 more looking to sign. Sam Keller, who a lot of people thought would have been drafted a couple of years ago out of Arizona State, who transferred here. Then, of course, Danny Woodhead, the all-time leading rusher out of Chadron State, Nebraska, is going to the Jets. Overall, and just kind of looking maybe even at the last 10 years of the draft and the free agents that come afterward, do you have a percentage in mind of how many free agents hook up with a team and then end up maybe contributing to an NFL team?
Oh, it's, you know, tough to put a percentage on it, but, we, you know, there are obviously a lot of significant additions that come after the draft as far as rookie free agents. Look at last year, Selvin Young to the Broncos comes in, becomes the first undrafted rookie to ever lead the Broncos in rushing. So we've seen it. It's certainly probably not a very high percentage, but there are guys who make it. You know, I don't know. They don't have a good number, unfortunately, for you. I wish I did, but Selvin Young kind of exemplifies that. There are certainly players who can come in and contribute right away. I think that we'll see that this year as well.
Dan, a lot of people concentrate on the quarterback position, obviously, because, well, it's a main position in the NFL, and there's so few franchise quarterbacks. Boy, you get down to 10, 11 maybe in the NFL. Everybody else is kind of maybe up in the air on that. You guys had Matt Ryan as a 7 grade. The next 2 you had at 5.8 were Chad Henne and Brian Brohm. Is there that big of a drop in your mind between those quarterbacks?
Absolutely. I think Matt, this was kind of, you know, a Matt Ryan and everyone else type draft. He was the only guy, and I think NFL teams agreed, especially the Falcons, that Matt Ryan was a guy who was head and shoulders above the rest. Just has the composure, the moxie, the talent, the arm. He's got everything he could ask. Now, there's some negatives with him. You know, he had 19 interceptions last year, some questions about that. But I think the answers to those questions are he wasn't surrounded by the greatest talent, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you have deflections that happen and end up in picks. I'm sure there were a couple passes like that for him. So, you know, I think he was far and away the best guy. Now he comes into a very difficult situation in Atlanta, but there are comparisons. I've heard some, you know, draft experts, guys that know even more than me, comparing, you know, this guy to, you know, say he could be another Peyton Manning, could be another Tom Brady, is a franchise quarterback that could have the Falcons, you know, become an NFC South, you know, contender, NFC South champion for years to come, very consistently. I think that's the kind of quarterback they got with Matt Ryan, and I don't think there's any other guy who brought that kind of impact in this draft.
Well, I guess we will see in the very near future. I must be on the minority of, I thought I saw enough Boston College games to go, I don't see that. But I guess we'll find out. Dan, before I let you go, the Big 12, 27 players drafted, only one of those in the first round, and that was Kansas defensive back corner Aqib Talib. And that takes us to the final question for you. Character issue for guys in the draft this year. Aqib Talib was one of those. Did you see anybody whose character issue is going to be a big problem when they get into the pro ranks here?
That's another thing that's really hard to predict. Some guys have those risks, and they come into the league and leave all that behind, and you never hear about any kind of trouble again. Other situations like Pac-Man Jones, you know, you didn't probably do enough homework on a guy to know that that was a potential problem. And so again, we'll have guys who we thought were perfect characters turn into, you know, problems. We'll have guys who we thought would really had some questions turn into, you know, outstanding citizens. So in the case of Aqib Talib, obviously, you know, he reports that he, PFW reports, said that he, you know, admitted to failing a drug test 3 times for marijuana. But John Gruden in Tampa has been willing to take risks on guys, willing to give guys second chances. So he'll have the support of the coaching staff there. But again, he's got to prove some of these doubters wrong as far as character goes.
Dan, it's obviously an emotional time as we're going to let you go here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I wish we could talk all day. I really enjoy you guys' work in Pro Football Weekly, and we'll continue to steer people your direction.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Parr, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It takes us, speaking of the Big 12 in the draft, to our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Troutman's giving away a $25 gift certificate every Tuesday as a prize for a listener who is knowledgeable enough to answer our trivia. If you have not won the last 2 months, you're eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Kind of a tough one, I think.
That's why I want to do it on the air.
Yeah, but as soon as that first one is out, then we're going to give Derek something to do during the break, because coming up, Rocky Hoffman to talk Cornhusker trap shoot going on at Donovan. 27 players were drafted in the big out of the Big 12 this weekend, but only 8 Big 12 schools had a player drafted. All four. Which 4 Big 12 schools had 0 players drafted this weekend? Which 4 Big 12 schools had 0 players drafted this weekend in the NFL draft? Give us all 4. You're the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Piper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
Spark plugs, one of the most misunderstood parts in the entire engine. Replacing worn-out plugs reduces misfires, increases power, and improves gas mileage. You know this. What you don't know is the shape your spark plugs are in right now, which is all the reason you need to get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Bosch Platinum Plus 2 spark plugs, the ones that last over 100,000 miles, are on sale. Offer ends May 31st. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Would you take a look at that? Never in the history of Eagle Crest have we had this many campers. Never. The lot is loaded. No, it's overloaded with nearly all the famous camper names you've come to expect at Eagle Crest. And then add to that our new lines, Cameo and Cruiser. You're getting the idea. It's time to go camping at Eagle Crest. From pop-ups to high-end fifth wheels. Over 40 models of campers. Where? On West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see.
I love it. Still no winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and Derek just burning up the phone lines the whole time. I will give you one clue. Can I have that info back here? Because just about everybody in our Troutman's Tuesday trivia question is, 8 Big 12 schools had somebody drafted in the NFL draft this weekend. 4 schools did not. Almost everybody is guessing Iowa State. Unbelievably, folks, Iowa State, Alvin Ace Bowen, offensive linebacker.
We've had him on the Doug and Daddy
show. That's right. He went in round five to Derek's Buffalo Bills, and even Mr. Rubin, the defensive tackle, went to Cleveland in the sixth round. So the Cyclones had six players, had two players selected. So Iowa State, not it. Keep trying. 1-888-455-ESPN. Which four Big 12 schools had no one drafted in the NFL draft this weekend?
Well, Doug, we were talking to Dan Parr from the Pro Football Weekly, and interesting when you go back and look at, regardless of position, who they had rated at the highest. Now, a seven player, in their estimation, should become a Pro Bowl caliber player. There were three of those in this draft. Offensive tackle Jake Long, Michigan. Quarterback Matt Ryan, Boston College. And defensive tackle Glenn Dorsey. Those were the three, regardless of any position. Now, obviously, a 9.0 is a once-in-a-lifetime player, such as a John Elway, Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor. 8 to 9 is a perennial All-Pro. 7.5 to 7.9, a future All-Pro. Nobody was rated that high in this draft, so 7 was their highest rating in three of those people.
If you want your lawn or your house or just everything around it as far as the landscaping goes to look like an All-Pro, then you want to get a hold of the folks at Curbit. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. They come in multiple colors and designs and reduce edging and trimming by 75%. Set an appointment with Matt and the gang today. You want the best in town. You want Curbit. You can give them a call at 237-4805, 237-4805, or you can look at all the great work they do and find out a whole lot more about them on the net, curbit.net, C-U-R-B-I-T.net, curbit.net. You want the best, you want Curbit. We do have a winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Joel from Kearney was able to throw Iowa State out after we told him, and the four schools that had no one drafted: Baylor, Colorado, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech. Had a lot of people, Derek said, guessing Texas A&M. They had five players drafted. They led the conference along with Texas. They each had five. Oklahoma had four. So did Kansas. Nebraska had three, and two apiece from Iowa State, Kansas State, and Missouri. A little surprised that Missouri only had two players, and Martin Rucker. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to tell you this right now. Martin Rucker, he's going to Cleveland. Bad deal for Martin Rucker, you would think, because they have
Kellen Winslow.
Exactly.
And Martin Rucker's not a soldier.
Let's get him out there. There may be a two tight end set. Martin Rucker will make it. All right? That's all. There's a prediction. I don't know about Matt Ryan. I'm going to give you a Martin Rucker good fourth-round pick for Cleveland.
The one,
I don't know if a good pick for Cleveland, but a good athlete coming to Cleveland.
As I look down all the players that were taken in the Big 12, one player maybe slipped further than anybody else, I think, in the Big 12, and I think it was Reggie Smith, the cornerback at Oklahoma. Many people, you know,
preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, wasn't he?
A lot of people thought, you know, here's a guy that's going to contribute right away at that next level, going to go high in the draft, and it's third round to San Francisco. So a little bit interesting there.
Darius Bowman, who got hurt from Oklahoma State, as a kid that you would have thought would have got drafted. In fact, Mel Kiper, I think he was in the top five guys. They kept showing Mel Kiper's best available. They got down to the last few picks when you were seeing if Danny Woodhead would be selected or whoever. But Bowman was one of those final five or six best left on the board that did not get drafted.
How, you know, Radio City Music Hall, when they start chanting Danny Woodhead.
They're drunk and gay by then. Let's go to the, I mean, we didn't want Danny Woodhead. Woodhead wanted to go where, and he went to the Jets. Would it have been cool if they said, and Danny Woodhead signs with the Jets? Then it would have been pretty cool. As a free agent, they would have made a lot of noise. The Nebraska folks that we talked about, we gave you a couple yesterday. Courtney Grigsby has moved on to Carolina, and Steve Octavian to Kansas City. Also yesterday, Lance Brandenburg, linebacker, signs on with San Francisco. Receiver Franz Hardy to Philadelphia. So Franz Hardy signed on, Mo Purify has it. And offensive lineman Brett Byford with the New York Jets. I did hear Maurice Purify tell our friends on Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha yesterday, as they talked to him live for about 4 minutes, that he feels it was strictly his off-field problems that kept him from getting drafted. He is going to go to Cincinnati to a mini camp. Tierre Green is going to go to Green Bay. Corey McKeown to Tampa Bay. Now, they have not signed, but they're going to mini camp. Hopefully, they can get a deal.
Well, I think that obviously Murray's purified feeling that he has other teams interested, so he will not sign, go to Cincinnati, go to, I mean, I'm just throwing out two other names. He will go down the road to Houston and say, maybe catches somebody's eye a little bit more. Maybe there's a little bit of a bidding war for his services then, and that signing bonus jumps up a little bit better than it is right now.
I heard Dallas again yesterday. Mo purified of the Cowboys. Huh?
You know who hasn't heard Dallas or anybody else? And that's Sam Keller. As of late yesterday afternoon, nobody's showing much interest.
That's nice. That's nice. One other bit of news before we move on with the show today. Lauren Cook, the daughter of John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach, who is ranked as the number one setter in the class of 2009 by prepvolleyball.com, was the MVP of the USA Junior Olympic National Club team that won the championship last year. She's going to UCLA, who is recruiting three hitters at 6'7", 6'5", and 6'4". They have those recruits, and Cook is going in to set to them. Longtime coach, Andy Vanachowski, I hope I said that right, been there 42 years as a head coach, been a head coach for 42 years. Yikes. It's unbelievable. But she had said pretty much all along, with her family being from that portion of the world, and that she probably wouldn't come to Nebraska anyway. She has chosen UCLA.
I don't think it was ever a goal for her, obviously, to play in Lincoln. Wanted to get out of there and do some other things. So, well, good for her. Six national titles at UCLA for Bonachowski. And 25 NCAA tournament appearances.
That's interesting, I guess. And she's got some good things going on as well. Let's go back to what do you got for me, Derek? What do you got?
We're getting some phone calls. Apparently, maybe I'm not sure. I'll have to check this up. But getting a lot of people saying Jordan Dizon, the linebacker from Colorado, is drafted.
I am going off information provided to us from the Big 12. So. If there was an error, it's the Big 12's error. Did Dizon get picked?
We'll effort that during the
break.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If he did, sorry. Too bad. right here, official release from the Big 12 to the Doug and Daddy Show. These are the Big 12 players, 27 selected overall. Jordan Dizon is not listed among those drafted players.
27 is what went across the bottom of the screen on when they were breaking down the conferences, so... I would think that would be right.
And there's 27 listed here. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back with more after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
Make sure you're headed in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal. Let Cunningham's Journal be your home away from home. With great specials, it'll be hard to find a reason to leave. With our high-definition TVs and amazing specials, it might even be better than home. So join your friends and head in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. For a long time, I have told you to make special occasions easier. Simplify your life with ProFlowers.com. Mother's Day, next week, why wait? It's a great value, 7-day freshness guarantee. ProFlowers.com has an unbelievable deal right now for my listeners. But it's so good, it's only available until Friday. 100 blooms of eye-popping orange, pink, and yellow, and white Peruvian lilies. And a free glass vase for only $29.99. That's 100 blossoms for mom, plus a vase for $29.99. Only available at ProFlowers.com. If you put my code, Colin, in the microphone in the right-hand corner, and it's only good until Friday, go to ProFlowers.com, find the radio mic, upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in the word Colin, C-O-L-I-N, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Go Bearcats and Lady Bearcats. Everyone here at Red Lobster is proud of the sportsmanship and skill of our Kearney High boys and girls soccer teams. And we'll be rooting for you all the way. Good luck at District. From all your friends and fans at Red Lobster, 121 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Take it to them at District. NCS Equipment wants the talented Kearney Bearcats and Lady Bearcats soccer teams to know that all of us admire their tenacious talent and stupendous morale. We will be rooting for you at District. From all your friends and fans at NCS Equipment in Kearney, for all your equipment needs.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A little wind, but looks like the next couple days is going to be pretty nice to get out.
Yeah, get out and you can go meet the new owners and operators, Curtis and Kurt and Nick, 10 miles north of Kearney, Prairie Hills. Feel the new attitude because it won't be long. You'll want to hit the course every week. They're stocked with refreshments, even early spring bad weather days. You can challenge any course on the country with the new golf simulator. They've got it going whether the wind's blowing hard or not. But check out Prairie Hills. They have the driving range going. They got the ponds filling up. Everything's going to be better at Prairie Hills this year. Check it out today. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with or without cards. You can go to their own website, PrairieHillsGolf.com. Check it out today. New attitude, new feel, 9 miles north of Kearney, Highway 10, Prairie Hills Golf.
Also pretty nice, and we haven't had a whole lot for these kids to be outside competing, but looks like maybe some nice enough weather, maybe the hottest weather for the soccer teams going out the next couple of days. And one of the hottest soccer teams, not only in the area, but the state, are the Hastings High girls. They have won 9 in a row, coming off a nice weekend where they pick up a couple of more wins over Lincoln Northeast and Kearney Catholic, who was actually the last team to beat them way back at the end of March. And we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the 11-3 Lady Tigers, Chris Ludwig, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning. How are we doing?
Well, glad to have you on. I think you're doing better than we are. You're getting ready for districts, and your kids are on a roll. What has spurred this 9-game winning streak heading into the postseason?
I'm asking myself that question, too. I think right now we're just playing well, obviously, and we're getting out, and we're playing our type of soccer and making it tough for opponents to attack us, and then we're defending well, we're attacking well, we're scoring goals right now. And then we're making it good for us right now. And, you know, I think after that Kearney Catholic loss, we sat in the bus after the game and we had a little talk and we sat down and we went over our goals again that we set before the season. And they just kind of realized that we weren't hitting any of what we set. And ever since then, it's been a turnaround. And I don't know if that's the reason why or if they just clicked in their heads that they're a much better team than how they're performing. But, it's working well for us right now.
Chris, obviously you guys stepped up, played a lot of Class A competition as well. How much did that help you?
You know, getting those Lincoln teams that play quality schedules down there to come down, and also, you know, the quality of North Platte, Kearney, Grand Island, and Columbus, it always makes us to have a good schedule and sets us up for a lot of possibilities coming now with districts, and that always helps any team. And I just wish we could have maybe got a few other teams in out of the Lincoln-Omaha area just to get a bit more taste of competition down there, because it always helps us out for obviously districts and hopefully state. But, you know, getting North Platte, Kearney, and Columbus, big wins there, and first time in, I think, school history that we've beaten those three teams.
We're talking a little soccer with Hastings girls coach Chris Ludwig here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You had some kids that have obviously been doing some good things individually. Hannah Ray, Melanie Johnson had a good weekend for you. Have they been kind of leading you all season long?
Yeah, Hannah Ray's a leader. She's a great senior captain for us. And Mel Johnson and Hannah have played together for since they were, you know, 6-7 years old, and it's just grown to where the relationship on the field is great for them, and those two together assist to goal ratio, and it's just unbelievable because they seem to always find each other and find a way to score goals.
Chris, you go back and look at your 9-game winning streak. Only the overtime win against Columbus, which was 1-0, have the games been relatively close. I mean, you're winning games by 4 and 5 goals. Do you wish you had some tight ones coming down the stretch here?
Yeah, I kind of wish we did, just so that we can, you know, make us think that we're, you know, not untouchable. But, you know, I think knowing that we're scoring goals right now is the best thing. And Columbus was a very good team. It was, that windy day was just horrible. And I thought we played the second half and all of overtime the best that we might have played all year. And they had a great defense that day. But, you know, with the weather and everything, you know, you can't ask for anything better. We're scoring goals, and that's the name of the game, obviously.
Chris, you're going to most likely see a couple of teams out of Columbus, although who knows what York's going to do. You have Lakeview today, two teams. If you do face Lakeview and SCOTUS that you haven't seen this year, start with Lakeview. What have you found out about them?
I haven't really found much out about them. I kind of went on a different approach. After that Kearney Catholic loss, I was trying to find a lot about our competition coming up and you know, letting the girls know what's going to come at us and everything. But the big thing is these girls, you know, they don't listen to that, and they don't care. They go out and play their kind of soccer, and they do what they have to do. Lakeview, I don't know much about. The only thing I have heard is they got a girl in the center form that's pretty quick and can play. Other than that, I don't really know much what they got. So, you know, we'll go out, and what I like to do is set our play and then adjust to them if we have to. But I'd rather see teams adjust to us.
Chris, what are the goals for this team as you head down the stretch here?
Obviously, you know, just take every game now. We're not guaranteed to go down to state. So, obviously, first and foremost, we have to go out and play a full 80 minutes and beat Lakeview. And if we can get past them, obviously we got a tough SCOTUS team and a tough York team that we played down here that we beat convincingly, but their coach said that it was the worst game all year. So who knows what they're like, and SCOTUS is going to be tough because they always play a very tough Class A schedule, especially early on in the year when they were, I think, 1-0-4. But we have to go out and just play our game and be focused on what we want to do, and, you know, we can walk away and win tonight and go back down on Thursday and get a big win down there against one of the two teams, and then obviously we'll head to state and reevaluate ourselves from there.
And, Chris, before we let you get out of here, you are currently this morning setting fifth in the wild card standings. If you can win the district, maybe move up to fourth, and depending on what happens, maybe even to third. And I find that so important because we talk about this every year at this time. Whoever comes out seems to have that B5, B6 district usually draws a 7 or an 8 seed at state, and, you know, it's just so almost impossible to get out of that first round. But if you guys can win districts, it looks like then you take an 11-game winning streak into state and have a winnable first-round match.
Yeah, I think if we go out and win these next two games, I would obviously, you know, like a 3 seed to maybe get that 6 seed in state, but if it doesn't work that way, you know, I think what we would be looking at is maybe a Kearney Catholic Gretna matchup at a 4-5, which we've obviously already played Kearney Catholic and played them well this past weekend. Gretna, I haven't heard much about them, but from what I have heard, would, you know, set up a decent matchup between the two teams, but I think they're pretty comparable. And so, you know, I don't like looking ahead that far, obviously, but, you know, going into state, I think we have a good shot at, you know, if we get one of those higher seeds at a 3-4-5, sets up us for a better match, making it in that first round and not getting that 7 or 8 seed, matching up with maybe a Scott, an Elkhorn, or a Pius, which are all three very good teams within Class B this year.
Well, Chris, I don't know much. I do know one thing. If you lose 0-2 and come back and beat that team 5-0, that must have been one heck of a talk.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I'm sure if you ask some of the girls, it was rather interesting on the bus, and, you know, that was one of our goals is we wanted to get past Northeast, and then obviously we wanted Kearney Catholic, and I was happy to see him beat Grand Island just so we could get that matchup, and, you know, we went out there and we played well, and the Kearney Catholic was a very different team than what they were when we first played them, and I thought that we were somewhat of a better team against Kearney Catholic the first game, but thing is we didn't finish that game. I think we had about 16 shots on goal, and we couldn't finish one. And they had 3 shots on goal, and they finished 2. And right now, like I said, we're finishing goals, and if we keep finishing right now with the way we are, I think we're a tough team to beat. And if we're defending with, you know, Kalen Cook in the back with Mel Patrick and Julissa Kramer, you know, we'll be sitting a lot prettier.
Well, Chris, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep things rolling, and hopefully we will see you at State. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Chris Ludwig, the head coach of the Hastings girls soccer team, plays Lakeview this afternoon in the B5 semifinals. Let's get back to the emails and calls. Yes, and I apologize. Mistakes are made. I don't know how Jordan Dizon was overlooked by the Big 12 office and by the press release that we have, but yes, you are correct involving our Troutman's Tuesday trivia today. So, Derek, do we have to go get our winner and beat him up and take the gift card away?
We might have to do that. I don't know.
Everybody guessed Iowa State anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My Bills drafted one of those fantastic, stellar athletes from Iowa State.
Jordan Dizon was drafted.
A lot of people were guessing Colorado. Anyway, but yes, Jordan Dizon was drafted second round by the Detroit Lions. And apologize for that. So does that make 28 guys drafted?
Yes, there's 27.
Been arrested
there.
Since then? Saturday night, what's going on? Apologize. We'll try to do better next time and send your cards and letters to the Big 12 office.
Well, I've got to get on something else here,
okay,
Doug.
One more thing. All right. Because we're about out of time.
Well, because we always
Rocky Hoffman was caught up in a meeting today with the Cornhusker Trap Shoot, so we're going to try and get him on tomorrow. That's coming up this weekend. We have not forgot about him. He forgot about us a little bit, but there's so much going on that we're going to try and have him on tomorrow on the show. Vince Pelster from St. Cecilia. They won both the boys and girls over at Centura Track Invite yesterday, by the way. Oh, go ahead.
You mentioned that Nebraska in baseball had moved up to number 6 in one of the polls. In the other two polls, Nebraska's at 7 and Nebraska's at 10. We always kind of analyze the polls and we talk about the votes. This weekend, Florida State, North Carolina jumped over Florida State to number 2 after taking 2 of 3 from the Seminoles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why Florida State would receive 2 first place votes and North Carolina would receive 1 at 2 and 3. Whoever voted for North Carolina, I'm saying, should have their vote taken away, and it should be rescinded.
Man, I haven't heard you so upset since we wanted to take away your Vanity Fair this morning. We'll give you back the Miley Cyrus pictures later. You'll be fine. All right?
I don't know what's going on right now. Who is? What do we got going?
Are you completely out of the loop or what, Daddy? Do you know?
Well, I'm hoping 80% of the folks listening to the show today got a little chuckle out of that.
Is this Roger Clemens' girlfriend?
You don't even. No. No, it's not Mindy McCready either, who, you know, is. Well.
Man, is she ugly now.
She's 15 too, right? Miley Cyrus?
I think so.
Hannah Montana?
No idea what we're talking about.
Of course not. It's not in Bass Fishing Weekly.
Boy, McCready has went downhill since 15. That is a nosedive, if I've ever saw a nosedive, into the looks department of the world.
You know, she used to go out with Dean Cain. I think Superman. They might have been married, but I know they went out.
But they beat each other up, didn't they, and both get arrested?
Well, they...
I think they both got all hopped up on something that punched
well,
each other.
Mindy had some problems. She had some problems, no doubt about it.
Now Roger's got a lot of problems. Now all of a sudden, Brian McNamee looks like the stand-up guy of the two. How can you do so much to your reputation in 4 months? Unbelievable. It's absolutely... What has he done?
Derek, can we have a quick NHL update?
Yeah, sure. Last night, the... I don't have anything. Oh, yeah. The Flyers beat Montreal. I didn't even watch that game. 3-2.
Jeez. Big hockey fan. I was trying to give you a shot there.
Yeah, Calgary. And
Lakers and Orlando move on. Boston, wake up. You're tied 2 apiece with the Hawks. Nice. 4 games tonight. Coming up tomorrow, Vince Pelster will join us, St. Cecilia Track, among others. We want to thank Chris Ludwig, Hastings High Girls soccer coach, and Dan Parr, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. It's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!